There's so much more I want to tell you, but you can't bear it now. I wonder what the disciples were thinking when Jesus had told them that. He's speaking about the Holy Spirit coming. He's telling them that he must go away. He says, judgment will come because the ruler of this world has already been judged. There is so much more I want to tell you, but you can't bear it now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. So the Holy Spirit is going to come. He's going to tell them about the future, but he's only going to tell them what Jesus has told him to say. Remember, God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, they are the Holy Trinity. They are one but three. And so the Holy Spirit isn't going to say anything that Jesus wouldn't say, anything that God the Father wouldn't say. But Jesus is saying, I must go now, and the Holy Spirit will come, and he will tell you those things which you need to know at the appropriate time. Because if you knew them now, you wouldn't be able to bear it. Remember, he's just told them, judgment will come because the ruler of this world has already been judged. That's obviously the devil, and he's already been judged. There's so many things that we would like to know, but we, as well as the disciples, sometimes aren't ready for such information. Same in our lives. When we receive the Holy Spirit, and that's an important question to ask yourself, have I received the Holy Spirit? Jesus says, you know, you must be baptized in water and the Holy Spirit. When we repent of our sins, we must ask God to send us the Holy Spirit to live in our lives. He is the one who helps us with so many things. And especially like Jesus says here, that he will reveal things to us. Only what Jesus will tell him to reveal. It's all biblical. But there's just some things that we need to be patient and wait for. The disciples had to be patient. Remember, after Jesus died, rose again and ascended into heaven, they had to wait until the day of Pentecost. They were scared men in a room until that day the Holy Spirit came down. And then they changed. They went out and they were preaching the word. They were doing miracles. And Peter and John were brought before the Sanhedrin. Jesus was brought before them a few weeks before, and they were brought before them because they had Peter heal a man by the gate, beautiful, and that he could walk again. And they told them, you know, you can't do this, and you can't talk about Jesus in the way that you are. And they said to them, look, I don't care what you say. This is of God. I will speak about it. They were empowered by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit changes our lives, gives us that power of Jesus in us. But there's stuff that God knows that is too much for us to bear now, but we must wait. We must wait for perhaps spiritual maturity in our Christian lives. We must wait just because it's not the right time in our lives to receive certain knowledge. It could be next week, it could be a year, it could be 10 or 30 years' time before we know and understand certain things. But the Holy Spirit knows when those things needed to be told to us, when we are mature enough, both in our spiritual faith and in ourselves, to be able to receive those things. And it could be, as we know, and the Bible is an example, that we read the Bible all the time and then we start learning things new. We see things afresh. That's the Holy Spirit working in our lives, speaking at the right time. Sometimes we go, wow, I never saw that before. And that's exactly what he does. There's some things that we will just have to be patient for, as the disciples were. And we have to understand as well, there's some things that we just can't bear now. But when the Holy Spirit is in us and with us, and when Jesus tells the Holy Spirit those things to reveal to us, he will do. And it'll be all for God's glory as well. A deeper knowledge, a deeper love of God, for his glory. And when we learn those new things, don't we go off and praise him? Don't we go off and tell other people, wow, I've just learned something that I never knew before? That brings glory to God. It all points to him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit in our lives and the revelation that he brings to know you more deeper. Amen.